Well, an inquest into the deaths of dozens of aged care residents during Melbourne's second COVID wave has been told that the country's chief nurse advised against a wholesale evacuation of the St Basil's home. The Victorian coroner is examining the COVID outbreak in July of 2020 and the response from state and Commonwealth authorities during the crisis. Today, the inquest heard that the chief nursing officer, Alison McMillan, assured the Commonwealth that the facility was fit for purpose. But 9 days later, all residents were transferred to hospital. In the end, 45 died of COVID and 5 of neglect. I spoke to PM's Emily Burke. She's been monitoring the hearing. Emily, take us back to July of 2020. Why was the chief nursing officer, Alison McMillan, asked to go to St Basil's site?
Well, the outbreak at St Basil's became known on the 9th of July, and the inquest has already heard evidence about delays in the testing of residents and staff and the chaos within the home as more residents and staff became infected. And that prompted the Victorian Chief Health Officers to stand down the entire workforce at St Basil's on the 22nd of July. Now, the coroner is looking at the decision to furlough that workforce and whether the backup replacement staff was up to the task. And it's increasingly clear that there was an inadequate handover to the replacement team of surge nurses and personal care workers, many of whom were very inexperienced. But there was a concern before the 22nd of July within the highest levels of the Commonwealth Health Department, including the Secretary of the Department, Brendan Murphy, and the Minister, Greg Hunt. They were both so concerned that they wanted Alison McMillan, the Chief Nursing Officer who was based in Melbourne, to attend the site and assess the situation and then report back to Canberra.
And what was her assessment? How did she arrive at that assessment?
Well, Professor McMillan said St Basil's was fit for purpose, and that was based on her conversations with the incoming and outgoing management of St Basil's, and that there was no need for a significant evacuation of the COVID-positive residents, and there were about 40 at that stage. Professor McMillan spent about 4 hours at St Basil's on the 22nd of July, and she said she observed an orderly handover. She came to the view that the residents would be safer where they were, that there was adequate cohorting of the positive COVID residents, and that it had a secure dementia unit. And the St Basil's staff would be willing to help with any follow-up queries over the phone while they were isolating at home. Now, Professor McMillan was grilled about why she didn't do a tour of the facility, why she didn't speak to any of the residents herself, why she didn't go and inspect the many wings and sections of St Basil's, and why she didn't speak to the kitchen staff or any of the incoming surge workers. She said she was relying on the word of the current managers. After the 22nd, we know that COVID continued to spread. Agency staff were not turning up for work, and replacement workers who were there were reporting desperate stories of neglect, with the residents dehydrated, malnourished and going without medication. Now, over the next week after the 22nd, residents were transferred to hospital with a complete evacuation on the 31st of July. And at that point, Professor McMillan was in effect coordinating the evacuation.
So, Emily, are there questions about Professor McMillan's competence, or at least her judgment in this?
Well, the inquest has heard, to be fair, that Professor McMillan was going into St Basil's on the 22nd almost completely cold. She had had some limited briefings the night before, but she hadn't spoken to the Melbourne-based case manager from the department. She understood her role was to ensure that the replacement staff had arrived and that they were complying with the public health order to go home and isolate after they did the handover. She didn't think her responsibility went further than that, and she didn't return to the site in the following days. But Council Assisting has made the point in the inquest that from 7 a.m. on the 22nd until the evacuation was complete, the Commonwealth was running St Basil's, and that Professor McMillan was the most senior Commonwealth officer present in Melbourne and involved in the practical running of St Basil's. Now, she has said that with the benefit of hindsight, it would have been a good idea to walk around and speak to residents, and absolutely she would have done that in retrospect. And it would have been more useful to have more information about the facility. But it's also worth noting, Linda, that after her initial visit to St Basil's, Professor McMillan herself was really concerned that she could have become infected. She went home, changed her clothes, showered, and she urged her colleagues to do the same. And she didn't return to her office on the advice of health officials. But curiously, she was asked if she did a COVID test, and the answer was no. She was asked, did she do a test at all? And she said no, and she only isolated for 4 days, even though she'd been at St Basil's for several hours, which was a known exposure site.
Emily Burke, our reporter there.